your school days, because that's real important, and then going on to your own life. Of course, you finished through the eighth grade?
I made the eighth grade, yeah.
And by then you could speak pretty good English already?
Well, no. The English wasn't too good. And that's gonna, I'm sure you've noticed now, that it's still a little, still holding back, you know, it doesn't come out like the German. I wish I could talk German with you.
Right.
That comes out so much better.
And after you finished school in eighth grade, did you stay on the farm and work?
Yes, my older brothers, well, there was three of them at home, yet they were older than I was. And that was during the time where the Depression started. So they thought, well, maybe I should, they picked one out of us that should start going to high school. I made the eighth grade. I didn't have no problems making the eighth grade. But nowadays, when you're out of the eighth grade, you never even think of not going to high school. Because the buses will pick you up. And so it's just a continuous deal going to school. Very few in my days started going to high school. We had about three or four in our district that went to high school. So my dad and the older ones, they thought I should go. And so after I just didn't want to go, I didn't want to go. And because we were kind of, when did we get to town? See, town kids, they were looking down at the farmers as kind of dirty farmers. Sometimes I can see why. When we got to school, you know, even with the teachers, you know, we left the barn sometimes and then to go to school. When did we change clothing? Once a week. Because the washing facilities weren't like they are now, that you just throw it into the washer and the dryer, everything takes care by itself. Underwear were changed when we went to school probably once a week in the winter time. You never took your underwear off, you went to bed, because usually the bedrooms were cold, because you didn't have the house's heating, like the heating of the house like we have today. But getting back, when I started high school then, I did commit after 2 weeks. And then here, the English was bad. The second night already, I think it was even the first night, they took me to town and they'll pick me up on a Friday evening, look for a boarding place. Strange family. Here I was, homesickness started the first night. The second night was, I can't take this and I can't take this. The little bundle I had, I don't know if I unpacked it quite everything, because I knew I'm not going to stay. But when that Friday evening came, I was just all done. When they got me, that was it. You know, they couldn't get me. My dad never said one word to force me to go. Later on, I found out. He said, I know what homesickness is. He lost his father when he was 10, and he lost his mother when he was 12. And nobody can tell me about what homesickness is, because I know what it is. So they didn't push me no more. And well, I think I came out all right this way too. You know, we made a good living on the farm. But anyway, I could see when I was in high school that week, our English wasn't bad. You get laughed at. We weren't dressed like the town kids, even though there was poor town kids too. But we just didn't fit quite right into that. I just couldn't stay in with the bunch, you know. Mm-hmm. And so stayed on the farm and went through the Depression. we were all young yet, 1935, 36, well, in 36 and 37, we went out west. I'll just throw this in, I'll make it short, because there was nothing going on back home. No crops, no crops at all. 2 years, 34, 36, we never had a binder or a header out to harvest the crop. So I went out to Oregon with someone else. They hooked a two-wheel trailer. He hooked a two-wheel trailer, open two-wheel trailer, behind the car. And that's how we went out. And the fourth day we were out in Salem, Oregon, with an open two-wheel trailer. The hottest day ever that recorded in the state. That's the day we left, on July 6th, in 1936. Our foreheads, they had peeled, you know. There was nine of us, in a coupe car and on the open two-wheel trailer. Nowadays, they wouldn't let you travel like that, you know. But that's how we made the oil. We got 20 cents an hour, sometimes 25 cents an hour.
Out there in Salem?
In Salem, Oregon. In that area.
What did you do out there?
We picked hops. We picked pears, peaches, apples, whatever came along. We were working all the time. Cemented barns, shingled barns, you know, whatever came along we did. Picked watermelons and cantaloupes. We were busy all the time.
And then you stayed out there how long?
3 months, and then the following year I went over again, and then I stayed for 6 months.
So you came back home and went out?
Yeah, we came back home and went out. And paid for the trip out, and had few dollars left over, and I think I kept a few dollars, and the rest of it went back to my parents. I was 20 years old. Gave it to the parents what I had left over.
This was in 1936.
36.
Yep. And then from 36 to 1940?
Well, in 37 I went out again.
I see.
But things started getting better then. 38 it got better, 39 better, and 40 we got married, and then my folks moved to town. And we stayed on the farm and continued there until 74.
But when you stayed on the farm in 1940, were other members of your family living with you yet?
No.
They had all moved out.
They had all moved out, and my parents moved to town, and then we stayed on the farm and continued farming. And I still have the land to this day, but built a new home in town here, so. We're getting along quite well now.
And I'm glad to hear, Leo, that you've spread the word or have been invited to come to the school and talk a little bit about your German-Russian heritage. I think that's very important, you know, the German class or other classes. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, do the students ask questions?
Yes.
Are they responsive?
One time I was there, they said, he said, if you're there about a half an hour, something like that. That'll be enough. Just talk to them. And I was there over an hour, and they still kept on asking questions. And it was mostly how the kids were dressed to go to school. The facilities they have today, you know, they have everything. What else can they ask for? They've got everything.
Right. But going back to when you were growing up, did your parents or anyone you remember, did they subscribe to any German newspapers?
Yeah.
What newspaper?
My dad always had that North Dakota Herald.
And then the children would read it?
It used to be the Rundschau.
Yes.
But anyway, that's what
North Dakota Herald came out of Dickinson.
For a while they had that Staatsanzeiger.
Their Staatsanzeiger from Bismarck.
Staatsanzeiger, yeah.
And then the children, I would think, would read them.
I don't know. I don't think we showed just to. My gosh, I still remember reading letters myself out of the North Dakota, because I can write German yet, and I can read German. I can read the German writing, but if it has to be a written, you know, kind of plain, like the way we learn it, you know.
So he read, that was good, because they kept informed of what was happening over in Russia, about other families and so forth. And
there was lots of letters in there, where my folks would sit and cry, you know, while reading a letter like that, because, the relatives, they were all, most of them were over there. On my wife's side, her parents got married over there. And they're the only ones that are over here now, that were over here. They both passed away. But she does not know no first cousin on either side of her parents' side. There was never no communication.
Communication, no correspondence and stuff like that. And I'm not going into depth on our conversation here, but when we're finished, we should talk about that, because as you probably heard when I was visiting this morning, that there's possibilities of now trying to help find people of their relatives. And we found a number of families in North Dakota. But I'm so glad that you are telling the young children and so forth, and hopefully they'll express an interest so that they keep up our heritage.
I hope so.
And do you feel, Mr. Gross, that it's important that we preserve this German-Russian heritage?
I would think so.
And because, you know, you have such fond memories, and fortunately you have good memories and can remember and so forth of how your father came over here and so forth, and he had a very difficult life.
Not always that difficult, but
all of them had a hard time. But to think that he came over as a young boy like that, as a teenager, and then made a successful life and had his own land and so forth, and then talked about it, and that you preserved the heritage is very important.
We had a lot of communications were always good with my dad, you know. I wish I would have listened a little better. You know, there was so much now that I wish I knew, because he repeated stories sometimes. We heard that before. And as time went by, then we forgot. But today I wish I would have listened more to him.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to ask you was the Bible and prayer in the home important?
Yes, you never went to a table without a prayer. You never went to bed without the night prayers. We were all gathered, you know, that the night prayer, that was all set together, and then we departed, you went to bed. Yeah.
So you prayed together?
Oh yes, for the table prayer, yes. Even when you got after the meal, before you went out to work, when done eating, all right, one prayer, and then you go.
What can you recall, maybe briefly, in German, if you feel free to speak in German, the night prayer, do you remember what you used to say?
You know, I couldn't even say them no more now.
You've forgotten those.
Yeah.
Do you still speak in church here, Napoleon? Like when you say the rosary or something, do you say it in German?
No. The last German rosary I said was when a friend of mine died, and they asked me to, that was probably in the 60s. German rosary, which they wanted, you know, when we have wake services.
Yes.
And then they asked me to say the rosary in German. That's the last one. But I could still say it. I could.
Now, when you're here in Napoleon and you go downtown and so forth, and is there much German spoken?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When we go to company, it's more German than, unless there's somebody there that doesn't understand German. But the conversation, playing cards, this and that, is still a job.
What about when the children come in or come home for holidays?
It's mixed, yeah. If there's some in with that don't understand German, well, then it goes English. But if we are just with the older ones, they don't mind speaking German.
And when they come home, they probably ask for, let's have some German food.
Well, that's a must, German food, yeah.
And some Kuchen?
And they get it here, yeah.
They make a lot of Kuchen yet for weddings around here?
Here? Oh, my wife, she is in with that head over heels yet, baking Kuchen and whatnot.
Yeah, the preserving our heritage is important. We're trying to help with this effort at North Dakota State University. There's the Germans from Russia Heritage Society. There's the local chapters. What else can you think, Mr. Ghost, that's important that we preserve this heritage? We talked about in the schools, it's important talking about it, preserving it in the form of interviews, in family histories, and collecting pictures and all those kinds of things. But is there any message you'd like to leave, you know, someday when someone should listen to our conversation, a message that you'd like to leave about sense of these people that came over here to Logan County?
Well, if you want to go back to the schools, I think the discipline, that went out the window. Discipline is one of the most important. And you know what? The parents are to be blamed for. That's all I can say. I'll just make it short.
Just relate to the schools. Because, of course, you remember, you know, going to the catechism, of course, that was another school, and then going to the country school and so forth. So that, all of that, and there was good discipline. And I remember, of course, growing up, I had pretty good discipline, too, because I went to Catholic school in Strasbourg. But I think it's important that there be a dialogue between the teacher and the students, and be able to freely express, but be, have it organized, and when it's time for the teacher to speak, let them speak, and so forth. But it's interesting, times have changed, but let's hope that times will change, but the passing will bring and continue on our rich heritage, especially here in South Central North Dakota.
If we talk of schools here,
yes,
I still have a soft heart for the teacher. What are you into? Because they just, if they would send one of our daughters or sons to Japan to teach them, their language.
Yes.
And they don't understand. You just are at a standstill right there. And that's why I say, those teachers, I have a soft spot for them, what they went through when they worked with us. And they all had to go through that experience. They didn't get the credit they had come.
Right. And then coming, first of all, they were foreign to the culture of the Germans from Russia. If they weren't German-Russian themselves, if they didn't speak German, they could only speak English. And then having to go out in those and live out there in a rural setting, you know, with a family that didn't speak English. So they there's a lot due, and we really need to pursue some of those teachers and find them and maybe talk to those teachers who came out here to Logan County and McIntosh and Emmons and see what they have to say, because hopefully some of them could tell us about their life.
See, some of those teachers, they came here from, we had quite a few coming in from Minnesota. They were a little ahead of North Dakota. And they came from the city. Oh, then you put them out on a farm. Our lights, you know, what did we have? The kerosene lamp. That's all we had. It was just an ordinary kerosene lamp. She had to do her homework with us, you know. Sometimes we were all sitting in the kitchen, and she had to do her homework at the one end of the table and whatnot. You would save kerosene. Terrible.
It was terrible, and yet everybody had it. They were all in the same boat, generally speaking, out there.
They were.
We made the best of it.
And I think people were happier in those days than they are now. They would get together, you know, more than they do now.
Much more home life.
Yes.
And they did things together. They prayed together.
Yes.
They played together.
Yes.
They worked together. They sang together.
And what about the younger ones' respect for the older ones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when anybody that was, let's say, when we went to our catechism school to go make our first communion, and then from there on we went in about 3-4 more years, somebody older walked by there, you know, elderly people, elderly men. We had to raise our caps and say, "Praise be to Jesus Christ," in German. "Lob sei Jesus Christus."
Yes.
If we got caught not doing that, we were really punished, you know, when the instructor found out, when our Schulmeister found out that we didn't raise our cap for so and so on. And they were only, let's say, I still remember them, in their 40s. We had to raise their caps to them. Respect.
Into the 40s, you remember that?
Oh, when they were 40 years old. I meant, you know, a man walking by there while we were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't raise our cap. And we got punished. Now, what would they tell to a 40-year-old?
That'd be totally different now.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to end our conversation. It's certainly been a wonderful experience for me coming here to the Gross home and visiting with you, and we'll have to continue our conversation privately and maybe even pursue what you might have in your home that relates to the Germans from Russia. We're interested in collecting clothing of the Germans from Russia, photographs, all kinds of things, and we hope to exhibit some of those things at the university, and you can play an important role in spreading the word here in the Napoleon area.
Well, I'm glad. If I can do anything, I'll do it. I wish I would have been a little better informed here today, as I just didn't know what was coming up.
I think we did a pretty good job with it.
I can't do no more than what I did probably right. Next time. But,
we had a wonderful time. Thanks so much, and it's closing time now here in Napoleon, and thanks for listening.
Well,